Leaders of Iraq's major opposition groups were here in Washington today to meet with the Bush administration. It's their highest level contact with the U.S. in years. The Iraqi groups want guarantees that if they stick out their necks trying to help overthrow Saddam Hussein, the U.S. will back them up. U.S. officials are looking for signs the factions have put years of internal squabbles behind them. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
Since the opposition leaders started arriving in Washington earlier this week, they've been careful to limit their public speaking and media engagements. The idea is not to make any conflicting statements, but to convey one unified message. Sharif Ali, a spokesman for the Iraqi National Congress, an umbrella group, delivered it.
The Iraqi opposition is able to fill any vacuum left after Saddam Hussein. We do speak with one voice. We are united. There is no risk of a breakup of Iraq. On the contrary, the Iraqi opposition will ensure the territorial integrity of Iraq and reestablish democracy and the rule of law and end the years of tyranny.
Of course they have to say that. What are they going to say? We're not going to work together and we're going to lose?
Ed Peck, a former U.S. ambassador to Baghdad, he's more than a little skeptical that the Iraqi opposition leaders really can work together. Peck says the groups do agree on one thing, that Saddam Hussein should be ousted. But beyond that, he argues, they share little common ground and, therefore, will be of little use as partners to the U.S. in helping to shape Iraq's future.
I think that the Iraq Liberation Groups are nothing that we can rely upon or use, nothing that the Iraqi people would welcome or accept. And it's just one more facet of a seriously flawed policy that we have been pursuing blindly and mindlessly now for 12 years.
Ed Peck, as may be apparent, also has problems with the U.S. approach to working with Iraq's opposition groups. Divisions within the Bush administration over how closely to cooperate with them are well known. In particular, the State Department and the Pentagon have disagreed over funding for the opposition leaders. But the invitation to today's meetings came jointly from state and Pentagon officials. Michael Rubin, an Iraq expert at the American Enterprise Institute, says that's a sign that Washington is now serious about working with the opposition.
The Bush administration is now speaking with one voice. They are not going to let the various Iraqi opposition groups play one part of the Bush administration off another.
What exactly the Bush administration envisions as the role of Iraq's opposition leaders in any U.S. military action is not yet clear. As for the opposition leaders, they'll have another chance to make their views heard tomorrow when they speak with Vice President Dick Cheney by video phone. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.